everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Ken is away today, and we are awaiting the, is the press conference?
Hasn't started yet.
Hasn't started yet? Are they in position to start, do we know?
I don't see anything on the Facebook page or the TV, so nothing.
Okay. If we can get audio of this, we will. We'll bring it to you. It's a really peculiar story. It's the murder of a bishop, Catholic bishop, David O'Connell. He was killed Saturday afternoon in Hacienda Heights. He lived alone in a home owned by the Archdiocese, and he was found dead with a gunshot wound in his torso, in his bed. And immediately law enforcement was suspicious because there were no signs of forced entry. This happened on Janlou Avenue. And the crime was believed not to be random. So it wasn't, they didn't suspect it was a guy who broke in to rob the place and ended up killing the bishop. It was somebody who wanted to kill the bishop. Now, the suspect, according to all news reports, is a man who was, we'll get to that in a second, later apprehended in Torrance, and is the husband of a woman who worked in the home for the bishop. There's a story that comes from the LA Daily News. The Daily Mail has picked it up out of London and Channel 4, I'm just piecing all these together. The man was identified early on through unnamed technical means, whatever that is. They went down to Torrance. There was a standoff in Torrance from midnight till about 9 in the morning. He was barricaded inside the house. And remember, he is married to the woman who worked for the bishop. His name is Carlos Medina, according to neighbors. And so Medina was in the house for hours overnight into the morning on Kenwood Avenue in Torrance. He's barricaded, and he was definitely armed. One neighbor said that he told an LA Daily News reporter, Claire Harder, that Harder was an odd man in his 50s who was up at all hours of the night digging in his yard. Another neighbor, Marty Hernandez, said, "I'm just shocked and overwhelmed." You wouldn't know that you have somebody that lives next to your house that would do such a thing. This started when deputies received a call that a person was not breathing at the address. And that's when they found him dead in the bed. Let's see here. There's also was, there's video of his property where there's just tons of junk scattered about. And I'm looking at Clara Harder's Twitter feed. They talked to the neighbors, Luis Lopez. They said the suspect's wife was a devout Catholic and knew Bishop David O'Connell. And they lived about 5 years on Kenwood Avenue. They said he was a good man, average man, very talkative. And then the video was on Clara Harder's site, just showing the incredible amounts of just garbage and junk, pipes, bikes, buckets, tools, potted plants. The neighbor, Marty Hernandez, says he seemed like an odd person, always on the go, in a rush, and digging stuff, often in the middle of the night. So something set him off, and we are waiting on the press conference. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Nobody heard a gunshot or any other unusual noise in the neighborhood, and the police figured this out fairly quickly. O'Connell was a founder and chairman of the SoCal Immigration Task Force, which is a group of dioceses that help children who come to the U.S. without adult companionship, the unaccompanied minors, the illegal immigrants. And that was his big issue. He also tried to build bridges between residents of neighborhoods that were destroyed in the riots of 1992. After the Rodney King beating, connections between people in those neighborhoods and local law enforcement. The LA County Sheriff Robert Luna called the bishop a peacemaker. So why he would, if this is the killer, why he angered the husband of this woman is really odd, unless this is just like all the other murders we've had lately. Like the two mass killings, the one that was in Monterey Park and the one at Half Moon Bay. It's just a crazy old guy goes off finally without any explanation. So how are we doing in the press conference? Nothing yet?
Nothing yet.
Yeah, they never get the press conferences on time. So we'll get to that when we have a chance. I want to spend some time on this. This story doesn't affect anybody here, obviously, but it's just a sign of just like nothing works right. You know the train derailment in Ohio, right? You've probably seen that story. You know the basics of it. There was a train rumbling through East Palestine, Ohio, in the middle of the night. It's right on the Pennsylvania border. It's been 2 weeks since that happened, and there was a huge chemical fire when the train derailed, and then they tried to burn off the rest of the chemicals that leaked out of the train. And that just brought this toxic gas. They think it was like phosgene gas, which they used in World War I to kill people. But when you burn vinyl chloride, that's what you get. And the government went there and burned more phosgene gas. And Pete Buttigieg, who is nearly as useless as Kamala Harris, he hasn't visited the site and he hasn't said anything intelligent about it. And all the people in Palestine don't believe the government. The government's trying to claim the water's fine, the air is fine. And the residents are saying, well, we can't breathe. Our throat is burning. We've got rashes and our animals are dying.
Okay, we're going to go to this press conference.
My name is
right
Marina
now.
Rodriguez. I'm captain at Sheriff's Information Bureau. Today, Sheriff Robert Luna will provide information related to the murder of Bishop David O'Connell. The order of speakers today will be Sheriff Robert Luna, State Senator Bob Archuleta, representing the 1st District, Field Deputy Force Supervisor Hilda Solis, Esther Lim, representing the 4th District, Supervisor Janice Hahn, and in closing will be Archbishop Jose Gomez. Now is my honor to present the Sheriff of Los Angeles County, Robert Luna.
Thank you all for being with us here today. And thank you for your patience. I know we had to change the time once today, but you'll find as I'm relaying this story to you why we wanted to wait a couple of additional hours to provide you the best information that we possibly could. And before I start with my comments, I know many of you in the room, you usually have outstanding questions, and I will do everything I can to possibly answer every question that you have. Although our priority before 8 a.m. this morning was to apprehend this suspect, and we did by some amazing detective work, our next priority is to get him prosecuted. And there will be information that we simply cannot talk about at this time, but will come out as we take the detectives take this man to court and try and get him filed on. So let me back up here. On Saturday, February 18th, at approximately 1 p.m., the industry sheriff station deputies responded to a person not breathing rescue call in the 1500 block of Janlu Avenue in the city of Hacienda Heights. Deputies and paramedics arrived at the residence, and a male was pronounced deceased at that scene at that time. While at the location, it was discovered that the male was Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell. Bishop O'Connell sustained at least one gunshot wound to the upper body while in the bedroom of his residence. At the time, the cause of death was unclear to our detectives, but appeared suspicious in nature. A firearm was not recovered at the scene, and there was no forced entry into the bishop's residence. Homicide investigators were called and responded to the scene. Upon arrival, they reviewed evidence, conducted interviews, and canvassed the neighborhood for surveillance video footage. Early Sunday morning, investigators from the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office arrived on scene and began their investigation alongside the detectives from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, at which time it was determined that Bishop O'Connell's this incident was a murder. It was now a murder investigation. Later that morning, detectives discovered surveillance footage that showed a vehicle that had pulled into the bishop's driveway, stayed for a short time, and left the location. The vehicle was described as a dark-colored compact SUV. Sunday evening at approximately 7 p.m., detectives received a tip that there was a person of interest who resided in the city of Torrance. The person of interest was identified as Carlos Medina, a 65-year-old male Hispanic. Detectives were told by the tipster that they were concerned because Medina was acting strange, irrational, and made comments about the bishop owing him money. Medina is the husband of Bishop O'Donnell, Medina is the husband of Bishop O'Connell's housekeeper, who has previously done work at the bishop's residence and drove a similar SUV to the one previously seen in the driveway of the bishop's residence. So just to confirm, this is the husband of the bishop's housekeeper, and the suspect had previously done work around the bishop's residence. Detectives learned Medina's residence in the 2400 block of Kenwood Avenue in the city of Torrance. A tipster told detectives Medina had left Los Angeles County and was believed to be in the Central California area. Detectives authored a warrant for Medina's arrest and a search warrant for his residence. Homicide investigators served a warrant with the assistance of our Major Crimes Bureau detectives. At approximately 2 a.m. this morning, we were alerted by a community member that Medina had returned to his residence. Carson Sheriff Station deputies, along with our major crime bureau detectives, contained the location and conducted callouts for Medina to surrender, but he refused. He refused to come out of his residence. The original search warrant for his residence was amended by detectives, which enabled our Special Enforcement Bureau to enter the location to arrest Medina and search his home. This morning, our Special Enforcement Bureau personnel arrived on scene and took over the tactical operation. Additional callouts were made to Medina to surrender, and at approximately 8:15 this morning, Medina exited his residence and was taken into custody without further incident. As a result of the second search warrant, detectives recovered two firearms and other evidence possibly linking Medina to the crime. The firearms will need to be examined and tested by our crime lab to determine if either of those firearms were used in the murder. As I have previously stated, my heart grieves. Although I personally did not know the bishop, I cannot tell you how many phone calls I've received over the last 48 hours of people who have worked with him in different capacities. And this man, this bishop, made a huge difference in our community. He was loved. And it's very sad that we're gathered here today to talk about his murder in this way. He's been a pillar in our community, known as a peacemaker, a passion for serving those in need. And you'll hear more about that as other partners of mine that are here beside me will get up and talk. I do want to spend a couple of minutes here because I don't want this to be overshadowed. As tragic as it is to be talking about the murder of Bishop O'Connell, our detectives for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, our homicide detectives, our major crimes detectives, and everyone else involved did an amazing job. If you look at the way I laid this story out, it was nonstop work. There's people around me who haven't slept, and I really applaud them for their professionalism. And I got to tell you, I couldn't be more proud of them as I'm reporting their good work to all of you today. But as I stated earlier, we wanted to wait a little bit more to give you as much detailed information as we could. But there is information that unfortunately we will not give out in detail at this time, because the next step is to present all of the evidence that we have gathered and try to get a criminal prosecution on Medina. So I just want to make sure that's known. Keeping the integrity of this investigation is a priority. And like I said, we'll... I'm going to open it up to questions here after all of my partners speak, but we'll be very disciplined about what we can answer or not. There's also another factor. I talked about the excellent work by our homicide detectives. I don't think I'd be standing in front of you within 48 hours of this crime if it wasn't for the members of our community who came forward and helped us along the way and gave us tips. When we talk about the fact that we're more effective as a department reducing crime in partnership with the community, this is a perfect example. We had people from different locations that gave us information that helped us solve this crime, and they will continue to do so. But at the same time, I urge anybody that has more information about anything they may know about Medina any of his activities to please come forward. And as other speakers talk about the bishop, you'll see why we need to do this as a community to move forward with his legacy. So with that, I will turn it over to the next speaker, our state senator. And then again, I'll come back up here to answer questions that any of you may have. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Senator Bob Archuleta. And let me begin by offering my condolences from the governor, my colleagues in Sacramento, everyone in the county of Los Angeles, throughout this state, and in reality, throughout the nation. The calls are coming in. As you will hear later from those that will be speaking, the calls will continue. He has touched all of us. Our bishop, and I say our bishop, your bishop, because in my community of Pico Rivera, he served at St. Hilary's. He served in Long Beach. He served throughout this county. Everywhere he went, whether it be in East Los Angeles or here in the suburbs, wherever it was, the bishops touched everyone. And I know that each and every one of you that are here today realize that Bishop O'Connell has touched you as well. And my personal story is I went to Salesian High School, a Catholic high school in East Los Angeles, where the bishop has visited. Others have been there. And he had the ability to walk the streets everywhere he went, bringing people together. The clergy.
Okay, we're gonna cut away now because we wanted to get the part about the facts of the crime. And looks like they're going to understandably spend a lot of time eulogizing the bishop there. But if you're just joining us, we just had the sheriff, Robert Luna, on, and he was describing the circumstances of the crime. They have a suspect. He's been arrested, Carlos Medina. He is the husband of a woman who worked with the bishop, for the bishop, in the house that the bishop lived in Hacienda Heights. And according to the story, the husband did some work for the bishop, and maybe there was a pay dispute. I think is that that's what was discussed. We're going to get Steve Greger on. Maybe he's got some more details. But it was somebody who knew the bishop. And apparently this guy was an odd character in the neighborhood, Carlos Medina. His neighbors found him kind of weird, and he had a lot of junk in his property, and he spent a lot of time digging. So I guess he had some kind of dispute, blamed it on the bishop, and then went and shot him. So we'll get more of that coming up. And whenever Steve's available, let me know. And we'll put him on the air to flesh out this story. The key to breaking the case, though, was there was video of somebody in a dark-colored SUV that rolled up on the driveway and then left. So the police could track the SUV, and that's why they were able to quickly to find Medina. And he was barricaded inside his house for quite a while. They had a SWAT team on the scene before he was finally coaxed out and gave up. It sounds like he boiled over from a personal dispute, but we don't know that for sure. Another weird thing that happened over the weekend, as a man was found dead inside a burning motorhome Saturday morning in Playa del Rey. This is along the Bologna wetlands. And I got, you know, I've told you about Tracy Park, who's the new council member on the west side replacing Mike Bonin. She just sent out her newsletter via email over the weekend. And I saw in one of her top stories to show what she's doing is she took a local I think state senator, Ben Allen, a Democrat from Santa Monica, on a tour of the Bologna wetlands. So she has promised that's the next thing she's going to handle. There's 60 or more RVs parked all along the wetlands, and those people have made it such a foul, disgusting, horrific mess. Just so much garbage and so much human waste and just fires that they've had. It's heartbreaking because the Bologna wetlands, there's not too many protected wetlands left in the general Los Angeles area. This is one of the few preserves. It's bird sanctuary and just all kinds of wildlife and vegetation. And why it's been allowed to be destroyed is just shocking to me that Mike Bonin and Eric Garcetti allowed so much damage to happen to this environmental preserve. But the latest was there's a burning motorhome. It's in Playa del Rey on Jefferson Boulevard, right on the edge of the reserve. Yeah, the Bologna Wetlands Ecological Reserve. That's the formal name of it. Motorhome in flames. And then they found a guy dead inside. And they're calling it an accidental death. I mean, who knows what he was doing? A lot of these people have propane heaters. Some of them are cooking meth. It's just intolerable. So hopefully Tracy's going to get all those RVs removed. Part of the COVID nonsense was RVs could not be moved or impounded. Just shocking. These are people who were not at risk of dying from COVID, and you couldn't force their RVs out of an ecological preserve. Yay, unbelievable! All right, altered according to the lawsuit. In reality, King has a bank account, she claims, which shows a balance of only $11.98, claiming she spent all the money and has no money left to her name. Of course, some of that money might be in one of those British Virgin Islands. Here's how she sold these loans to the financing company. She claimed that her customers were former NHL, NBA, and Major League Baseball players. And she had these photos, you know, to prove her connections. So this British Virgin Islands company thought, well, this woman's got connections with very wealthy people, so we could trust we're going to get the loans paid back. And again, she acted as the middle person. Outside of the sports athletes, she also claimed to have a friend who is a famous hair extension person for the Stars.
Ooh.
Specifically the Kardashians. Now, are you telling me their hair's not real? Those are hair extensions? Is that right?
Yes. Really? I mean, I'm sure they have nice hair, but if they want it to look longer, then they add the hair extensions.
Boy, you can't trust anybody, huh? The Kardashians have fake hair. I never would have thought. What a shock.
You can make hair on you. You can use a filter on social media and you can add hair. I haven't done that, but you can do all kinds. No, this is it for me. Now this is it.
Do you touch up your photos?
I have, but I don't have a filter. But somebody else that I know has touched up my photos, and I'm like, whoa, that's a little too fake.
Isn't that a bit of a diss? If your friend touches up your photo.
No, it's not just me. It's just everybody. It's everybody.
Yeah,
we all want to look beautiful and young.
But everybody starts looking artificial.
Absolutely. I don't like it.
They don't look real.
No, yeah.
I did see one of those photos that your friend posted.
Yeah, so you can tell, right?
Right.
Like the makeup is a little, in that picture that you're referring to, it's the makeup that looks a little enhanced.
Enhanced, that's a good word. Anyway, so she spent a lot of her time in Las Vegas. Get this. In December 2020, she had an ex-husband that requested a domestic violence restraining order against her. And he ended up with full legal and physical custody of their two dogs. I don't know if she was assaulting the dogs or not. Court papers reviewed claims she would show up at his home, this is the ex-husband, send hundreds of profane text messages and make racist comments toward me and my girlfriend. Your bleep wanted my lifestyle. Well, let me tell you, she will be sorry. And the thing is, all her Sarah King's friends thought she was just so wonderful and charming and amazing. And it turns out she was this lunatic crook. And they all fell for it. At one time, she went on a shopping spree, bought a $37,000 ring, ooh, a $15,000 bracelet. Yeah, you're this close to being one of these.
No, I'm not. Wishful thinking.
I hear the excitement. She claims she owned a $12 million yacht, and we
I don't have that, John. You know, no, not even close. Don't even have a sailboat.
You don't even have a little rubber ducky.
That's right.
Anyway, that's the crook in Newport Beach. Sarah King, if you know her, probably owes you money. Ken is away today, and I was telling you about this woman, Sarah King, who in Newport Beach, she's an attorney, and she scammed $10 million out of some company in the Virgin Islands, and also scammed, looks like, hundreds of thousands of dollars from her friends, claiming that she had a loan business, and she had 97 loans that she needed to finance, and she'd be the middleman, and she blew it all on Las Vegas, especially at the Wynn. Massive suites, and, you know, indulged in every possible shopping sprees, and all the money's gone. And now she's getting sued over it. I don't know. What does it take to get charged criminally for something like that? But there's another scam story out of Orange County. A man, Mustafa Kadiri of Irvine, he obtained fraudulently $5 million in pandemic relief loans. Now, that's our money. And spent the money on lavish vacations, luxury sports cards, and all his other expenses. And he got sentenced on Friday to 4.5 years in prison. Submitted loan applications to the Paycheck Protection Program. Remember that during COVID, the PPP? And the money's supposed to prevent employee layoffs. And you had to spend it on payroll or rent or mortgage payments or utilities. Instead, he spent it on a wild time. He filed the applications on behalf of four separate Newport Beach companies. Again, with the Newport Beach. None of which were in operation. So there's four fake companies, basically. He had fake employee numbers, fake bank balances, and fake tax returns. And then he started purchasing luxury cars, a Ferrari, a Bentley, a Lamborghini. This isn't much different from what this woman, Sarah King, was doing. They got the cars back and $2 million from his accounts. Federal grand jury indicted him. Eventually, he pleaded guilty to bank fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering. It's funny. It's if you had access to that kind of money, like, I don't have that desire to buy a bunch of sports cars. I don't know if I suddenly was able to access, you know, $5 million or $10 million. I wouldn't blow it on Las Vegas. I wouldn't blow it on a bunch of sports cars. I don't know what I would do with it, but I've never understood these people. I guess it's to show off their luxury to everyone. Is it because they, to compensate for the terrible self-esteem? Did their parents tell them all throughout childhood they were worthless and useless, and they got degraded so badly that eventually they had to prove to the world that they could drive a fancy car? I just don't have that gene in me. I just never really understood. Of course, in court, he was described by his friends as a caring and generous man who grew up under his mother, an Afghanistan immigrant, and his father died when he was a child. So I guess there must have been some terrible psychological hole that he was trying to fill. And then he was an alcoholic in recent years. It caused him to lose his way. That's what the friend said. That's losing your way. Losing your way is ripping off the government for $5 million. By the way, in that moment, when the application arrived at the Paycheck Protection Program office in Washington, at that exact moment, there was an employee. Did they check to see if any of these companies were actually in business? Did they look at any of the employees? I mean, he filled out all the forms. He had all these numbers of employees, and he had bank balances, and he had tax returns, and nothing is checked. I don't know how they got tipped off. But I'm surprised in the moment this isn't stopped. And now they're admitting, we knew this was going on in California, the feds are admitting there's been rampant fraud with all these COVID programs. Boy, everything goes back to that hysteria. But well, he's going to be in prison now for 4.5 years. Conway's here.
You talking about Bill Handel?
Talking about Bill Handel?
No.
we have that very sad story happening over the weekend with the bishop killed is just horrible. That's the same bishop that presided over my dad's funeral.
Is that right?
Yeah, Bishop O'Connell, and it was horrible. So tonight we have Bishop Van, Bishop Kevin Van. He's the head of the Orange County Diocese, and he's coming on because they were very good friends. So it's just an incredibly weird, horrible story, and further indication that this country is falling apart. You know, where a bishop gets killed. Who has it out for a bishop?
Well, it's supposedly the husband of the woman who worked for the bishop.
Yeah.
She was the housekeeper, and her husband, there's a story that he did some work and they had some dispute over payment, but the sheriff said they're still trying to check that story out.
But he shouldn't have paid anyway. It's the church owns that home. The church should pay for it. That's weird.
I don't know.
You know, when you live that kind of lifestyle, you know, you're not a billionaire either. You know, you have just enough money to get by.
No. The Pope is, but the rest of them aren't.
The Pope gets paid? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you know how much the Vatican's worth.
Oh, I know how much the Vatican's worth, but I don't know what the Pope gets paid. He gets a Pope paycheck? That's kind of cool. Alec Baldwin with Russ, the shooting, the prosecutors have dropped the firearm enhancement, so he skates on that. And then Jimmy Carter, I don't know, man. It's every time I turn TV on and I see Jimmy Carter, I'm thinking it's got to be the end. And, man, this guy hangs on.
Yeah.
98.
Yeah.
Woo.
He's fighting hospice now.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. And then the Clippers are going to sign Russell Westbrook. How about that?
Is that right?
Yeah, he's going to stay in Los Angeles and play for the Clippers. So you can go look at him.
He's a terrible shooter.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He's just, I watched a recent game.
I don't know that much about him.
He's lost a lot of his skills.
We should set you up, you against him in free throws.
Huh?
You think you can take him?
John might win.
Is that right?
That's right. Isn't he a horrible shooter?
Westbrook has severely, severely declined.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
In free throws, you think John would win? I'd go to see that. Let's set that up.
He was shooting under 50% on layups this season.
Right. Who, John?
Well, both of us. If you want a guy who shoots under 50%, you could have me or Westbrook, either one.
That's great. That's classic, man. I would definitely go to a game to watch that, you know? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, from KFI, John Colbelt versus Westbrook from the Clippers.
I could brick him just as well as he does. All right, Conway's
next. That's great, man. All right, dig dog.
Michael Kerzer is the news.
Let's go.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.